by the local Bible Call program.
This is program number LW1070.
You know, it takes very little preparation to become a parent, but wow, it takes a great deal to become a good one. You know, there's so many things that go into being a good parent that we sometimes wonder how we'll ever make it. If we try our best, it seems like sometimes that's still not good enough. We can be like the archer who tries to shoot his arrow straight and true in pointing our children in the right direction, but still sometimes we who are parents feel that we failed. I suppose it's just like one kind lady who said, in speaking about her children, "My children turned out to be good children, in spite of their mother and father." Well, but after we've done everything that we can to point our children in the right direction and give them a goal and motivate them, that is, we might say like pulling the bow back to shoot the arrow, after we've done all that we can do to raise our children to be successful and happy in life, still there's one more thing lacking. Even if we do act like the bowman pointing his arrow, and we point our children in the right direction, there's still something lacking. You know, after a bowman has done all those things, still, he can miss the target if he overlooks one last thing. He must know when to let go of the arrow. Timing for the archer is very important. Just like that archer, the success of parenthood depends on timing. If that archer lets that arrow go too soon, or too late, it would either strike into the ground or sail high over the target. But parenthood is the same way. If we let go too soon, our children will miss the mark. If on the other hand, we try to hold on for too long, they'll never learn to reach out, to have vision, to land squarely on a successful target. Now, we've seen the consequences of people who hold on to their children too long. We know of people who give their children no freedom and no responsibilities, and they treat them like babies and expect them to remain in their infantile state for their entire lives. That's unhealthy, unwise. It's God's desire, really, that children grow up. There's a time given by God when a man shall leave his father and his mother. It's only healthy and right, then, that we train up a child with the knowledge that one day that child will be released to go on his own. To ask that child to cleave to his parents is not the way, really, that God has planned it. The parent who is a successful parent, though, will know when to let go, neither too soon nor too late. Trained up in the way he should go, God has said in the Bible, but when he's ready to leave home, I mean truly ready according to his maturity, then let him. Did you know that if in a family there are three children, the latest statistics show that within 100 years, those three children, who in turn have other children, and their children have other children, and so on, those three original children will result in about 25,000 people? Think about that. If a parent fails to teach his children about God, then, about God, Christ, and the Bible, then that parent is responsible for sending not only his three children into eternity without Christ, but he is responsible for sending thousands of people there. Can I ask something? What are you doing to train your children? The greatest gift you can give your child, and thousands of others who will be in your own family later on for that matter, the greatest gift you can give your child is hope. Hope for eternal life. That child of yours didn't ask to be born into this world. Please, don't you dare give your child a reason to curse you as a parent throughout eternity because you failed to teach him of Jesus Christ.
The message you have just heard was brought to you by the Church of Christ in Boston.